Are we the last living souls? Are we the last living souls? Are we the last living souls? Are we the last living souls?
Okay, this is Random Radio, episode number 4. Snooty Waiter.
Fried Fry.
We got some guests on the show. We got Dawson and John.
They're from Landfest.
Guys from Landfest, which we mentioned in episode...
Probably like 2 and 3.
2 and 3 and 1 and 4.
Big topic covers.
Yeah, so this is take 2 of our recording thing, because the first one we got a bit...
really sucked.
10 minutes in, and it sucked.
But now I'm not supposed to say that.
Oh, I retract my previous statement. We got some topics now. DDR is a cool game that we like to play. Me and Dawson and John and
I like to watch.
Will likes to watch.
Cause I totally suck at it.
Cause he does. Yeah, he sucks at it.
And Dawson's really good at it.
Dawson's good.
I am
at
really
it.
Good. That one's good.
So, Dawson, you want to talk a little bit your
DDR clan?
Your DDR clan, yeah, and your obsession.
Oh, yeah,
with
for sure, man.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to give a little shout out.
Go right ahead.
Our DDR clan is called Zoltan. Our website is freewebs.com/ZoltanElite. Actually, Clan Zoltan. Which one, John?
It's Clan Zoltan.
Alright, thanks. And, yeah, pretty much we just play DDR, mainly at Galaxy. And, we have practices a lot.
Just checking out your website here.
Yeah, we'll post a link on our, blog.
I know these people, except the guy on the... Oh, you got some music in here, too.
Yeah, this is our theme song.
Nice.
The only thing you need to do right here is nod your fucking head. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Break your fucking neck, bitches. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Here we go now.
Anyway, that's pretty cool. We'll post links to that in the show.
Yeah, so that's Zoltan.
Yeah, go Zoltan. John, you want to talk about DDR a bit?
No, that's alright.
No? Okay. Right. Okay,
I
Nick.
I kind of quit.
Oh, you quit?
Didn't you make your own
sort of.
Pad?
You made your own pad. Which is supposed to be awesome.
The wooden stuff.
It's alright.
PS.
Yeah, so, okay. Some of you might have heard about the plane crash.
At Pearson Airport in Toronto?
Yep. Basically, it fell out of the sky.
Basically.
Next topic.
No, seriously, talk about it.
Well, why? Well, like, what's to talk about? The
Well, it's pretty tragic.
Stop.
Yeah, it's a big deal, but I don't understand why. Like, the guy just overshot the landing by like 200 meters.
And
the crash.
It was
pretty cool. Well, yeah, but like 10 people almost died.
Well, 10 people have
people
injuries.
Broke their legs, man.
There's no casualties.
Yeah, a guy rolled into a gully and the plane caught on fire.
Yeah, pretty much. That's about it. Donnie Darko. Who here has seen Donnie Darko?
I have.
Not yet.
You, Dawson, you seen it? John, have you seen it? John?
No.
No? Okay. Well,
okay,
Donnie Darko is a wicked movie. It's kind of
it
like...
It really is.
It's like an abstract, weird movie.
Yeah.
I don't know how to describe it, you know? It's hard to describe. But it's a very awesome movie. I saw it recently because I heard so much about it. So I went and saw it. Went and rented it. I loved it. So I bought the director's cut, which is pretty cool. It's got some...
When was this?
What?
When was this?
Oh, when?
When was this?
Oh, I first saw Donnie Darko, I think in maybe December. And then,
okay.
Yeah, and then I bought the director's cut in May. Because I wanted to know what was on the special second features. Disc. And there isn't really much on the second disc.
Have you been to the website?
The website's cool.
It is.
It's really cool. It kind of adds to the story. It finishes off the story. And it's interesting. They should say something about that on the disc. Like on the
Yeah, I know. I was kind of like wondering about that.
You know, promote the website.
It's a good movie, though. I mean, everyone listening to this should watch it.
Yeah, you guys just go and rent or download or whatever, Donnie Darko. Or don't
it from your friend.
Or don't download because that's illegal and bad and such.
Well, get a copy of it and watch it.
Yeah, just get a copy. Definitely recommend it. Three thumbs up for me.
I give it like two, but...
Two? Oh, well, I have three hands, so... what are some other good movies? Some recent movies.
Movies.
I rented the Chappelle Show Season 2. That is
funny
crap. Especially the bonus material. There's, like, you know the Charlie Murphy skits where he's talking about Charlie Murphy, Eddie Murphy's brother, is talking about, you know, his encounters with Rick James and Prince and stuff. And, there was, like, two extra stories on there that are, like, an hour long each. And it's friggin' hilarious. There's one about how he was at this party. Or no, he was friends with this guy who would always start fights, and he came up to him one day, and he was like rip roaring drunk, and he was saying stuff, and he kept wanting to fight them and stuff. So basically, Charlie and Eddie Murphy and all of his friends kicked the shit out of this guy, almost killed him, but they didn't kill him. So I just pretty much ruined the story there for you guys.
Well, I doubt many of us are gonna go out and rent it.
Yeah, but if you've seen it, you know what I'm talking about. It's funny. It's some good stuff.
Alright.
We're getting hosted on Hacker Media, which is cool. Kizzle, who's the host of Hacker Media.
I thought it was his site.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm saying. Right. So, hackermedia.net. We will be on there eventually.
Soon.
I'm not sure when, but if you go there,
they got some good shows.
Yeah, they talk about Squizzy Radio, which is definitely our inspiration. Let me try logging in. I wonder if WordPress. I wonder if this is set up yet. No, because I need to
move the mic back a bit.
Yep. Might not be able to hear you guys as well, but. So Hacker Media is cool. We're gonna be on there soon. John, you want to talk about anything?
Not really.
No. Okay. Dawson. Anything?
Not really.
Wow. Okay.
Hold on one sec.
Alright, well, I'll start talking. There's these things called bike jousting sticks on eBay.
Uh-huh.
They cost about $10 American for a pair.
Jousting with bikes?
They're pretty sweet. Hey, what are they, John?
Hey, by the way, Green's Up, you can, if you go on eBay now, for anyone who signed up for the Green's Up, the quote-unquote scam, yeah. Go into the search and type in GreenZap. Okay, and it'll come up with a bunch of items that you can use. What the fuck? Okay, hold on here.
It's not working.
Yeah, I know. I got an email, though.
It's still a scam.
I know.
So can you use it now or what?
I don't know.
I got $60.
I have like 50 or something. But, greensapp.com, go get scammed. Just don't sign up for the gold membership.
Yeah, I would say that's a scam.
Yeah. I'm looking to... This is a call for help from our listeners. Because I know a lot of you guys are from BinRev, and you know a lot about programming and stuff like that. Or just any of our fans. I'm looking to start some programming, and I have no idea where to start. I've done a bit of... What?
Yeah, just ignore Turing.
Okay. I've done a bit of basic, but that's easy as hell. And it can't really apply to anything besides text-based games, so...
Those are fun.
Nobody so, plays. About that Green Zap thing.
Yep.
So, can you spend it now, or what?
Let me just go to my inbox here. There was like 80 pages of stuff you can spend it on. And I'm not even joking. Oh, hold on.
Did it go in your junk email?
Maybe. No, that was the other account. Oh, I can just... Oh, fuck, Trillion's not open. Okay.
Yeah, sort of off topic, but I keep getting attacked by a Trojan horse.
That is a virus.
We know, Will.
Yeah,
we know what a Trojan horse is.
But it's being blocked, hopefully.
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 Yeah, right, hopefully. Okay, so...
Yeah, this echo is killer.
It's like we're in a tunnel.
This is really hard to work with, Snooty.
Yeah? It's really,
right,
really echoey?
It really is.
Really, really bad?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it's alright. No, it's not alright.
Okay, so, I've got a thing here. I don't know if everyone can go to this link, because it's... Holy shit, that's long. Because it's through an email here, but let me just try something.
It's in the eBay stores.
Yeah, I kind of didn't get that link, or that email.
No?
Are you sure it's from them, or if it's a scam or what?
No, it's from them. It's, did you sign up for their newsletter?
Oh.
Probably not. Here, let me send you a thing, a link to it. How do I do that? Oh, here we go.
Holy.
That's a long link. Yep. We'll post it.
Search.stores.ebay.
So, Green Zap is basically this thing where you sign up and then you refer people. You don't need to pay any money, but you refer people and you get like $15 in web cash, which is not really clear on if that's real cash or not.
After a while.
Well, yeah, it's real cash, but you can't withdraw it.
Yeah. So it's not.
You can't use it and you can't spend it.
So it's not real cash. Whoa, excuse me.
Soon.
Let me just go to greenzap.com for a minute.
Yeah, about that link. Where does it say that you can buy?
Those are all items that you can spend on Greenzap one.
But they don't have like a little banner badge or...
If you okay, go to greenzap, dude. Just go to greenzap.com. Okay, and then auctions, the auctions tab, and then there should be a thing on the side that says, now open, click here to go to auctions, and then it'll take you to eBay.
To the link we sent you.
Yeah. But if you guys aren't sure about this and you don't want to risk a scam, don't sign up for GreenZap.
So that's the auctions.
What?
Or if you sign up for GreenZap, use us as a referral.
Yeah. Way to try and rip
people
off.
Where is the auctions?
Okay, are you in GreenZap.com? Do we need to walk you through a tutorial while on the air? Okay, see the top panel thing? It says stores, or no, auctions.
Oh, actually, yeah, I see it.
Yeah.
Auctions. And then on the side...
Nice.
Where it says under one of Zap thing.
What?
Now let's find something that I can afford, or things like a laptop and crap.
Yeah. I know, I want a laptop.
Laptop, guitar.
I get, like, gold coins and stuff. And...
Except
I don't
a
see
laptop.
Any.
That'd be
Yeah, I want to play Stepmania on a laptop.
No, this crap is, like, underpriced. It's all overpriced.
Xbox.
And these are... You can pay with Green's app, but not...
Say, not webcash.
Not webcash, yeah. It says... Okay, Green's app payments can be up to 10% webcash. So...
What?
Whatever.
Did you say that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Xbox.
Yo,
like all of them say that.
What?
Go to page 9.
Page 9?
What of the stuff have? You can buy.
What, do they have a dildo for sale or something?
At the bottom.
Hold on. Okay, I'm going. Page 9. Yeah, what about it?
It's like a teabag canister.
What? Oh, yeah.
No bother that.
You fucking porn addict, you. Or like soft core
There's
porn.
Some thongs, though.
I know.
They're pretty cheap, man. 16 bucks.
So, what, are you gonna just buy those to like. Sniff,
how do you know that's cheaper a thong?
Sniff them or something?
I don't know. It seems worth it. Okay, well, go ahead and buy it then.
It's not like they're used, man. If you want to buy used ones, go and... Ooh, those are some good pictures. Should go to, like, page 17? Page 17, okay.
What?
Page 17, right near the middle. There's, like, stripper ones. It actually says stripper.
Stripper thongs?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay. Well, if you want to spend your webcam.
Well, free.
Can
whatever.
You
I don't know. How much money do I have here? Well, web cash or whatever the fuck. Oh, maybe I should sign in.
My mouse keeps dying.
I have 50.
That's kind of cool. Butterfly one.
I have $53 in web cash. All web cash. Hey, fuck, what the hell? That used to be, some of that used to be, cash. Now it's all web cash.
They ripped you off.
Yo, how much do you have?
$53.
How'd you have 53?
Because Will fucking signed up twice.
I did?
Yeah, look. Hold on.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so you have two accounts. Both signed up under me. Oh, fuck that. Okay, so, some other topics besides scam, Green Zone. Oh, free iPods? Hey, do you guys want to get me a free iPod?
Don't you just participate in that?
How about me? You already have an iPod.
I already have an iPod, yes, but...
Then you put it up on eBay.
I don't care. Yeah, you put it up on eBay. Get some money for it. Okay, for the hardcore fans...
Refer him.
Complete a referral. freeipods.com.
Don't do it, guys.
Do it.
/ r=18685896.
We'll put a link up to it on the blog.
We shall. Will, you're like moving all away from the mic and it's gonna sound really fucked up.
So how long have we been talking?
We are coming on 18 minutes and 45 seconds right now.
Alright.
So that's cool. Not really. But whatever.
Let's talk about G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
I love G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
We gotta post links to that. G.I. Joe from E-Bomb's World.
I redid some of the G.I. Joe safety videos. They're
Speak
all
up.
Pretty funny.
Safety videos?
No, they were put out as G.I. Joe safety videos. They redid them.
No, these are just from the original G.I. Joe cartoons.
Oh.
Not
what?
Safety videos.
I thought they were the old G.I. Joe safety videos.
Aren't they... These look like...
Safety videos?
Like, they put them out for, like...
What are you
during,
talking
like, show.
About?
Like, don't do this, kids.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
They're the fire one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
This is my favorite G.I. Joe video clip.
Perfect sandwiches. Okay, this is funny. We'll post links to this in the show. John. What are you doing? Is John still in the
car?
John
left.
John left? Oh. Okay, invite him back. Oh shit, my Firefox is crashing. right in the middle of the show. Splendid. So, go to E-Bomb's World videos. Hilarious. And G.I. Joe, right at the top. Pretty funny. Let's open this back up.
See if we can get into it.
Okay. Click here to watch the video. Click here to start your download. Okay, here we go. This is just the audio.
You not cooking?
Yeah, dude.
Pork chop sandwiches. Oh, shit. Get the fuck out of here. What are you doing? Go, bitch. Get the fuck out of here, you stupid idiot. Fuck, we're all dead. Get the fuck out.
God, did that smell good.
Detective, there's no going and you tell me do things. I done running.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe.
You really need the video for that.
What?
You really need the video.
Like, yeah. Post a link? The video is funny. Okay, John got kicked out of the chat for some reason. Why is that?
I think he left.
He says he's getting kicked. He says he got kicked out. How do we invite him back in? Okay, Dawson's going to invite John back into the chat because he left.
And he's saying he got kicked out.
Yeah. John, you there?
Yeah, I'm back.
All right. Okay, there we go. So, we got four people in here now. We got Snooty, me.
Fried, me.
Dawson.
Me?
And yeah. John.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, I think we're just about out of time for this episode and ideas.
We'll do the website of the day.
Website of the day. We do this every time. Oh, wait. Click the red spider to get a free... Okay, I gotta do this one. Yeah,
free
got
iPod.
Him. Nope, that's not even a free iPod. That's some other free bullshit.
Portal Media Player.
Well, they're not gonna hear you through the whole episode. In advance, if nobody hears Will throughout the entire episode... It's because we had to set the mics up in a weird way to get to record John and Dawson talking.
You should be able to see me.
Right now?
A fair bit.
Yeah, but in some parts, they probably won't. So, our website of the day is going to be majorgeeks.com. This is a cool website.
That's pretty appropriate.
Yeah, we'll post a link in on the website, just majorgeeks.com. It's got a bunch of like freeware and shareware stuff.
And trials.
For just about everything you would want. Like any kind of little program, it's got it, pretty much. It's even got some stuff for games, like... Yeah, let me just check this out. It's got... Like Unreal Tournament 2004 CD key changer, which I think I'm gonna use because I can't get online right now. It's got little mods for World of Warcraft and Quake 3. Yeah, a few games. Half-Life, 1, Battlefield Vietnam CD key changer. It's got a lot of cool stuff. Guys, do you know any cool websites that you want to talk about?
Not really. Well, Neopets.com.
Aren't you the talkative bunch? Neopets.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, I know. Let's go to, like, McDonald's.com.
No, Neopets.com.
No, I want to see McDonald's.com. This is weak. I could make a better Flash website. Canada.
I
I think Dan wants to join.
Right, okay. Let him join, man. If he's just... Unless he's gonna just say random shit like, you suck. Is he gonna join? Or...
I think so. I'll invite him.
Okay, invite Dan in here. And... Maybe we'll get Dan on the show for a few minutes here. Yeah, oh, there he is. Is that him? No, it's ringing. Hold on. In progress. Hey, Dan, are you there?
Hello, Dan.
Dan, are you there?
Oh, he's getting his mic.
Okay. Well, we'll be with Dan in a moment here. Really quick, because Will's got to go
home.
Come on down. Get that fucking mic.
Dan, are you there?
No, he's not. Hey, look, they even have an egg story on... Oh, we're so posting.
Where do you go?
Did you leave?
Okay, Dan's gone.
Dan's gone. Well, maybe he'll get on the next show. Dan is another Landfest guy.
Do any of you who's listening want to get on our show?
He still wants on, man.
Okay, invite him real quick.
He still wants.
If anybody wants on a show, email it to random_radio@hotmail.com. We'll be on Skype. We'll get you.
Yeah, my Skype, if you guys ever want to talk to me, Fried doesn't have... Will, you don't have a... Well, he doesn't have Skype, plus he's on 56K. So...
Dan, can you hear us?
Dan?
Hey there, Dan.
He's here. He doesn't have a microphone. Okay, well, if anyone wants to get on the show or if you want to contact me, my Skype name is Snooty Waiter. SNOOTYWAITER. I'm not on very often. If you guys want to talk to me on AIM, I'm on there quite a bit. Snooty Waiter 1. Just no underscores or anything like that. Or MSN, snootywaiter@hotmail.com. You guys can talk to us. Will, you can email Will.
I'm on MSN a bit.
Sometimes.
Fried_fry@hotmail.com.
Yep. So, I guess that's it for episode number 4. When are we going to release episode number 5?
Within a few days, I think.
We don't have episode number 5 yet, but maybe we will. Maybe we will.
Okay. We'd like to thank Dawson and John for being on the show.
Yeah, for sure. You guys are
no problem.
Awesome. And Dan who's in the conference right now, but he does not...
He hears it.
He's hearing it. Hey, Dan.
He's just taking it all in.
Dan, if you say nothing right now, you're a giant noob. Oh, and he left. Okay. So, that's it for episode number 4. Thanks for coming on the show, Dawson and John.
Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks, Snooty Way.
Yeah, no problem. And Fried, thank him too.
And you.
No, you don't have to thank him. Let's have some easy listening at the end of the show. What should we play at the end of the show, guys?
Lonely Star.
Okay.
And Katamari Damacy.
We already played Damacy. No, but we played The Moon and the Prince. Shut the fuck up. Okay, we played The Moon and the Prince last time. This time we're gonna play Lonely Star.
All
right. Good song. So, we'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.